Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, everybody. It seems like the supernatural is grabbing the headlines these days. Numerous UFO sightings, numerous drone sightings. It's basically a huge topic. And the Pope is opening doors, portals. I mean, it's really very, very interesting. But us as Christians, I believe, should have a different viewpoint on all of this. Absolutely all of it. We really shouldn't even blink at any of it. At any of it. I don't care if it's UFOs. I don't care if the Pope thinks he's opened up some kind of demonic portal. I don't care what it is. Because it's all garbage. Every last bit of it is garbage. You know where the portal is, guys? The portal is your heart. Yes. And Jesus is a spirit. And he's supernatural. And he lives inside of you. And we fight all day with devils and demons, principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. I don't care what this world says. I don't care if people think people from Mars and are going to end up landing here and saving us. This should be absolute garbage to you as a Christian, because you're always living a supernatural life that appears crazy to this world. Just by nature. You know, the true portal, while everybody's saying, oh, a demonic portal is getting opened, and, you know, we're hearing demonic voices in the bottom of the Euphrates River, and all these demons are being summoned. Gang, they've always been there. Jesus Christ casted a minimum of 2,000 out of one man. One man. Get a hold of that. Jesus casted 2,000 devils out of one man. There's no telling how many millions, billions, or trillions of these demons there are. And they're after you. They're after me. But there's only one door to escape. There is a portal. Yes, there is. And I'm going to read it for you right here. It's in the book of John, verse 7. Chapter 10, then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you that I am the door. This is the true portal, gang. It's Jesus. It's the only way we're getting in. There's no other way. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Jesus didn't say by any other religion, by anybody else's good teaching. He didn't say anything about anything other than himself. I'll read that again. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. How do you enter in? There again, you enter in by faith. And faith will have works, and you will bear fruit. I'm just spreading seeds, people. I'm spreading seeds right now. I had an absolute miraculous conversion in 1987, where I actually became a brand new creation in Christ. Had nothing to do with religion before that. And met Jesus one-on-one. Until this day, you know who really tries to get a hold of me? Religious people. Even to this day, they get confused at the simplicity of I just entered into Jesus. They want me to join their church. They want me to get baptized in their church. They want me to go through their church's rituals. They want to boast you know, the guitar playing, whatever, the lattes in their church. People, ever since I've been reborn, I've just believed it like a little child. I don't have to go anywhere. If I do choose to go anywhere, it's not under duress. Because I do know, as Jesus Christ said here, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundantly. For I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus died on the cross. You know, I'm sorry, gang. Maybe you want to throw stones at me, but I get scared. I get scared about Judgment Day because I know I'm a sinner, and I know what Jesus Christ went through to save my soul. And sometimes I have to fight unforgiveness, or sometimes I might have to fight whatever comes at me that day. And Lord, I do not want to fall. It's appointed once for a man to die, then the judgment. I want you, Jesus. I want your blood to save me. Lord, I am depending on one thing, your mercy. That is it. Now, you might say you've arrived and you might want to say all this. Go ahead. I'm just telling you, from my perspective, I can see where Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I can see where Peter said, even the saved are scarcely saved. Yes, this is a very, very narrow gate, and few are going to make it. Few are going to make it, gang. If you are getting convicted, even as I speak, of any type of sin, stop it right now. Let the awareness of that sin, you know, settle in. Get a fear of God. Turn from your wicked ways and choose righteousness that comes into you through the gift of the Holy Ghost. Might be a war, might be a battle, but that's okay. It might take some resistance. It might take some endurance. Look at what our Savior did. Look at what our Savior did. He wasn't Mary had a little lamb when he was in that garden, gang. It was not Mary had a little lamb when he was sweating blood in that garden. He even asked the Father, if there's any way for this to pass, let it pass. There wasn't. And what did Jesus say? Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will, Father, be done. Now read verse 9 again. The Lord said, very verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. So all this supernatural talk about portals being opened, about demonic entities getting in, getting loosed, gang, it's all old news. Gang, this began in the garden. This began when we got thrown out of the garden. This is the story about why Jesus came, to destroy the works of the devil. Don't let any of this hocus pocus stuff try to get a hold of your faith. We know this is real as Christians. Yes, our Savior walked on water. Yes, our Savior paid his taxes by pulling gold pieces out of fishes' mouths. Our Savior did all kinds of miracles so people knew who he was. He in Mark 4, he actually had to get in the ship and sail out into the sea because there was so many multitudes of people that he wanted to see him. And this is before subways and buses and cars. This is before radio ads, internet ads, and newspapers. They wanted to see Jesus, the miracle worker. And at times he would have to say, why do you not believe me? I mean, why do you not believe me? If anything, believe me for the miracles that I do. The miracles were there to build faith. But I'll tell you what, reading God's word, the miracles never kept the faith. You know what? Without faith, the miracles could get your heart hard. They really can. Because next thing you know, you're getting used to the miracles. And your heart gets a little harder, a little harder, a little harder. You know what we have to do each and every day? We have to renew our mind with God's word to keep our heart soft. Yes, each and every day we must eat the bread that comes down from heaven. I'm not talking about a daily bread wafer thing. Give me a break. I'm talking about your spirit man getting fed with the communion of the bread of life that comes down from heaven. His word, which is the truth, the way, the life. His word, which washes you and baptizes you. This is the simplicity of Jesus Christ. We're warned, just like Eve. Eve started talking to that devil, trying to reason with that devil. She got tangled up in her words. She started listening to him. And we all got thrown out. And Adam didn't step his game up. He didn't get in her face. Obviously, he had made an idol out of her. And this is all for our example, people. God does not want to share the stage with anybody. Jesus and the Holy Spirit do not want to share the stage with absolutely anybody. They've come into you. You're a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. The convictions that you get are because you were bought with a price. The blood of Jesus Christ redeemed you, purchased you, bought you, and now you are not your own. You are property of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we are living in the last days, and it will be a day of deception with all this incredible nanotechnology. Who knows who's a human anymore? Honestly, with all this artificial intelligence, who knows who you're really listening to? Well, I am a human being, and I am in a fight. And it is for my soul, and so are you. But by the grace of God, we were given a way to escape. Yes, and I do hear my shepherd's voice. Yes, I do want to listen to it. Everything else, like Satan is coming at you through a form of godliness in many occasions. The thief comes not, but to steal, kill, and to destroy. What's the thief trying to do? He's trying to steal the sheep. He's trying to steal us, gang. And many times the only weapon he has is temptation. It's a strange kind of weapon because it's not an offensive weapon. It's not a sword. A temptation is a soft weapon where it makes you literally commit suicide. You choose the wrong poison. Yes, beware of it. Watch where you put your ears. Watch where you put your eyes. Watch where your feet take you. Watch what your hands are doing. You don't have to agree with everybody. You don't have to be everybody's friend. You don't have to try to keep the peace for the sake of, many times keeping the peace is code words for don't tell me about Jesus and shut your mouth, please. Because Jesus didn't come to keep the peace. He came with a sword. Yes. Yes, he did. And that sword is the word of God. Half of it has blessings and half of it has curses. But let that sword go into you and let it circumcise your heart and let it pull back the flesh so you become a new creation in Christ and you have eternal life because Jesus has given it to us. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.